Welcome to Live Into Your Best Life, a show where people learn how to go from where they are to where they'd like to be in any area of life. If you're looking for a new job, wanting to improve your relationships, or even reclaim your health, Polyskaya will share with you a simple formula that can take you on a journey to begin to live into your best life in all areas of life. Now sit back and begin your journey.
Hi there, and welcome to Live Into Your Best Life. I'm Polyskaya, your show's host. Last week in episode zero, you got to learn a little bit about this podcast through an interview I did with Karen Roberts from Podcast Profits Unleashed. You can learn more about her in the show notes. So what this is episode one. And to start things off, I'd like to just give you a little bit of a foundation. So each week, we're going to be there's going to be a new podcast released. One week, it'll be me sharing tips, tricks, ideas, giving you some things to think about. And then the next week will be an interview with someone. Now, this show, while my intention is to build the practices, so one show can build upon another, they're also standalone activities. They're standalone shows. You could listen to one show and get the benefits that you need in that moment. I am a believer that things come into your life or go out of your life at the perfect time. We might not understand it, right? We might not understand why did that thing happen. And a lot of times those experiences can bring uncomfortable feelings because it means change, right? And most people are They like to stay in their status quo. They like to keep things going the same day after day. And when change is needed, it feels uncomfortable. And so what I want to do is help people be more proactive in learning how to deal with those changes by introducing concepts that can just be integrated in small ways. There's a book out there by James Clear called Atomic Habits. Love that book. And really, it just talks about how can we make change that sticks by just doing one thing, one small activity, one small action, and creating it, because that repetition is what creates a habit. One of my mentors, Claire Yosa, who wrote Ditching Imposter Syndrome, talks about change can happen in an instant. You just have to decide. So we can change habits in the moment we decide. Now think about that for a moment. There's a lot of research out there that says it takes 28 days, 30 days, 2 months, 100,000 repetitions. Yet in each moment, we decide, do we want to change or not? Each moment that you have that cookie, that was a decision you made. Each moment you decide to drink extra water, that was a decision you made. Now, the extra water may be helping you get towards health goals. The cookie may be helping you get through a day. But it's a choice you make. And what I like to help people with is let go of beating yourself up for making choices that may slow your progress to that goal you have. Maybe what you need to do is figure out, do I really want that goal? Perhaps you're self-sabotaging. These are some of the things we're going to discuss in Live Into Your Best Life. Where did this show come from? In addition to just loving to help people and wanting to help millions of people around the world, it really was an inspiration from my daughter, actually my daughter's children, to be exact. On a regular basis, I was noticing that my daughter was sending me pictures of my babies, my grandbabies, I should say. And She would say they are living their best life. Now, my grands have very simple tastes. They're 5 and 2. They're amazing. I love them with all my heart. And my daughter and son-in-law are doing a fantastic job raising them because these grandchildren are so excited about the little things in life, like playing on a big building filled with corn, right? In the fall, you go to the apple orchard and they get to jump around in corn, and it's okay. I know it seems silly, but, or they're sharing a malt and they are just in heaven. Or we get to play outside with bubbles and they are filled with joy. They're just laughing and chasing the bubbles. We forget simple things in life can bring us joy. And when you ask someone, where do you want to be? What's your ideal job? What would your best relationship be like? How would a healthy state of being be for you? You have to think about where that person's coming from. And sometimes it's really difficult for someone to go from the state they're in to automatically jumping to where they'd like to be. They might not even know because they might not understand what the possibilities are. And it's important to remember that what's right for one person isn't right for the other. So I'm going to share through our episodes what possibilities you may want to consider. And there's these little steps you can take that are going to make big differences for some, less for others. And there's going to be those opportunities to just make great leaps if you choose. We make choices based on where we're at and the information we have. Now, that information can grow and our choices can change. So when we start this journey, if you choose to actually do journaling, do the exercises, write the information down, because when we write things down, it makes it more concrete. When we tell someone what we want, that brings it to life even more. When we can envision ourselves in that place that we would like, then you've got a high likelihood of creating that future state. Engaging the senses is going to be really important. Again, you're where you are, and it is the perfect spot. Even if it doesn't feel like it's perfect, you're there, perhaps because there hasn't been a reason to change. So this show is going to be all about figuring out what would you like things to be like, and how can you take one small step to begin living into your best life? And that picture, as you start to make these changes, adjustments, or having these awarenesses, that end state could change. Keep in mind that anything, as we go through this incremental and iterative changes, improvements, adjustments, whatever word you want to say, these actions that we take, it's a new state. A variety of images are coming to mind. If you think about a paint-by-number picture, where each of those little squares or spots are a different number, and it looks like, what is that thing? And then when you add the color to it, when you start to add different colors, you start to see the image come to life. That's a little bit like this process. Now, if you are familiar with the painting pubs, where you can go and have a snack and have some beverages, and then they teach you how to paint different pictures, they start with the foundation. They start with these basic moves that you're like, how is this going to become that? And yet, everybody that comes out of the class has their own personal masterpiece. Step-by-step changes. And they're all unique because we all have a different way of seeing things And then when we're creating it, we have that opportunity to make tweaks so that it fits our personality, so that it fits what we really want. So that's what I'm going to be asking you to do also is considering, is this really where I want to go? Just because I said it doesn't mean it has to stay. Just because you told someone, I want to have a job in this industry, doing this career, because I'm good at it and I enjoy it. If things change, go with the flow. Allow yourself that freedom and flexibility to change your mind and to just choose what's the next best step for you, instead of staying stuck on a path that you're not feeling anymore. That's okay. So live into your best life is all about the various areas of life, of your life, not just work, not just relationships, not just health and being. The tactics that I use work in any area of your life. It's very simple. I know that you have heard of this process before. It's out there in many formats, but usually it's talked about for a specific purpose. So before we go through this, I'm going to give you an example. I'm a coach, right? I ran down my credentials, but I'm going to do that for you again, just because I want to make sure that everybody understands what qualifies me, and I'll air quote, qualifies me to be a coach in your life. Now, the first thing I want to say is back in the 90s, when I first started coaching people, it was a softer way of people feeling, okay, I need a little extra help, but seeing a psychologist or a psychiatrist is deemed as, oh, there's something wrong with you. So if I go to a coach, maybe they can help me. Now, there are purposes for each type of person out there that helps others. And there's various credentials. And it's really important that you understand what do you need to help you, and that those people aren't stretching beyond what they're capable of helping you with. If you have mental health needs, if you are going through deep states of anything, seek the right professional. I am not a licensed psychologist, psychiatrist. I am a coach. Now, I am a certified coach. I've been certified in at master practitioner level for neuro-linguistic programming, so NLP, humanistic neuro-linguistic psychology, HNLP. I am a master hypnotherapist in Kranzner and Ericksonian methods. And I'm a therapeutic coach, therapeutic life coach. I'm a business coach. I'm a relationship coach. I've been certified in all these different areas. I'm also an agile coach. So that's in the professional realm where corporations are trying to figure out how can we improve our processes? How can we do more faster with fewer people? Oftentimes, it's just really, how do we make the process better so that we can deliver more, faster, the right stuff, and stop worrying people out? So as an agile coach, I really help focus on mindset, which is what I do with all those other coaching modalities as well. Now, in addition, I'm also a trained Reiki master teacher. I'm trained in hands-on healing, healing touch, Qigong, and cleansing flow. Those are all just energy modalities. And I use these modalities to help people with visualization, meditation, relaxation. I use them myself, and sometimes I need to use them more often because I am not perfect. And I tend to remember when things have gotten so bad. So one of my practices is to start doing meditation and relaxation every day, not just when I need it. So I'll give that tidbit to you. Maybe that's something you want to integrate. How could you relax a little bit every day? All right, so back to my credentials. I do actually also have my bachelor's degree in organizational leadership. Now, organizational leadership is really focused on psychology, people, behaviors, habits. So everything I've done, all the training I have, and my natural inclinations are to just help people live better lives. So let's get started on that journey. Live into your best life. The process that I use is really simple. Where are you now? Where do you want to be? What are the gaps preventing you from being where you are to where you want to be? What's holding you back from getting that result? And so what's the plan? What are you going to do to actually bring it to life? Now, four simple steps. That's it. Four simple steps. But they're not necessarily easy. Take the first one. Where are you really? People need to be real with their circumstances. Where am I? In my relationships, I have some amazing relationships. I have so many loving people in my life. And I have a little bit of a few people in my life that are a little bit toxic that need to be released. Or I just need to spend less time thinking about them. In my health, I'm recovering from a surgery, and so I haven't been able to walk and move as much as I'd. So I've added a couple of pounds. My goal is to reclaim my health this year and really focus on those baby steps every day. Part of that is relaxation. My job. I'm looking at what am I doing well and what do I need to improve upon, and maybe where's my next opportunity? I'm a consultant. And I've been in a role for over 3 years. That's a long time for a consultant. And so I know that my client will decide at some time, yep, we're done with you, because that's what consulting is. You move on. Instead of having to react, I want to proactively be considering what's next. And so each of these areas, I'm looking at what do I want? Where do I want to be next? But I have to think about, where am I really right now? Like, ultimately, I'd love to replace my day job just coaching people, helping people, teaching classes, speaking engagements, more podcasts. That's what I want. That's where I really want to go. Where am I now? I have a really great income doing what I love doing, helping people. Why would I let that go to fulfill my dream of just getting to do what I want when I want? Freedom is a really cool thing. And there are some scary pieces. If I'm not dependent on one client on a full-time basis, that means I have to be reliant on myself. Wow. Now, the safety net is I can always go back to consulting. So, thinking about what is it you really want and where are you really in your mindset? Because everything's about mindset. And if you aren't aligned internally with where you'd like to take your life, you won't get there. It's saying, I want to go west, instead of saying, I want to go to San Diego. And you need to have that destination in mind. Now, as you start traveling west, let's say you want to go to Escondido, California. You get to figure out, do I want to fly into LAX or do I want to fly into San Diego? Regardless, if I'm coming from Minnesota, I'm going west. If you're actually in Seattle, you'd be going south. So figuring out where you are so that you can actually get where you'd like to be is going to be critical on this adventure. And I'd like you to think about it that way. Think of it as an adventure. Think of it as a journey. Think of it as one step after the other. And you're not going to just teleport. We don't have that capability. But we can take one step and make sure that we're still moving in the right direction. I may fly to San Diego, and I may want to drive south a little bit to go to some vineyards and then drive north to go to Escondido. And I may want to stay in Escondido for a little while and then go north again to Disneyland, because I have been known to do that. Figuring out where you are is critical so that you know that starting point. Figuring out where you want to go helps you get there. If you have no plan, no map, no idea where you want to land, how are you going to do it? And then figuring out what are those steps. Now, I was just talking about flying from Minneapolis to San Diego. But what if you drove? Imagine all the possibilities. Imagine all the pit stops you could make. Heck, you could take a month to get to San Diego because of all the things you could see between Minnesota and California. So that's okay. Let go of that timing. Let go of, I have to do it at this time for that reason. And figure out why. What's in it for me? What is your driving motivation to get where you'd like to be? Because if you understand that, why do I have to change? Why do I have to do that? And make it about you. Not because this person told me, or because I don't like that. Those are all excuses. Get really clear on your why. Get really clear on what's in it for you. So as I wrap this session up, if you choose to prepare for our next session, I'd like you to just look at those four steps and choose one area of your life. We're not going to revamp your whole life. And when something changes, everything changes. Be okay with, as I start to change myself, people are going to react. People are going to start to see you differently. And they may feel uncomfortable. It's not you, it's them. That's okay. Stay on your journey. Help people understand where you're going and why you're doing it. Help them come on the journey with you. Heck, they may want to support you, and they may want to take their own journey. That is perfect. Introduce them to this podcast. Share it on your social media. Help people come on the journey with you. Because when we're in it together, we can accomplish so much more than if we try to do things alone. But we have to start with our own selves. We can't expect others to change unless we're willing to do it ourselves. For next week, think about, where are you now? And getting really clear on, what is it that's going great? What would you like to improve upon? And where would you like to be? How would you like things to be in one area of your life? What would you like to be shifting? And then notice the gaps from where you are to where you'd like to be. They may feel vast, like having to cross the Grand Canyon, or they may feel small, like stepping over a stream. That's okay. Wherever you're at is perfect. You're where you are for a reason. You have dreams and ideas and visions of where you'd like to be. Let's get you there. And then the last thing, what's the plan? Not a detailed plan, just looking at those gaps. How can you close those gaps? What's one small thing that you could consider for each of those gaps? And think about, what are you willing to do? And what aren't you willing to do? Oftentimes people only focus on what we're willing to do, and they miss that second piece. Yet, it's really important to know, what am I unwilling to give up? What am I unwilling to change? What is holding me back from achieving what I want? And am I willing to let it go or not? If not, it's serving a purpose. What is that? We'll dig into all those details later. But for now, just really focusing on where you are and where you'd like to be and what's the gap. Until next time, I'm Polly Skaya, helping you live into your best life. Visit my website, pollyskaya.com, and download my free giveaway. It's just steps to this process so that you can bring it to life for yourself. Until next week, take care. And remember, just one baby step has a ripple effect.
Thank you for listening to Polyskaya, your show host, for Live Into Your Best Life. Check out the show notes and visit her at polyskaya.com to learn more and continue your journey. Until next week, enjoy the adventure.